Let's see what the market's doing ahead of game two. Jared Duffy from the Tab with the post-mortem in full swing. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you all.
What's it looking like for game two at Suncorp?
It's looking rather good if you're a Maroon supporter. Actually, there was a lot of talk before the prices went up. It went up about 5 minutes after that match was completed last night. And, well, they were at a backable quote. Queensland opened at 180 and New South Wales were $2. So slight outsiders. And this morning it's changed somewhat. They're into $1.73. Queensland, New South Wales out to $2.10. The series will... It's going to be difficult for New South Wales now, isn't it? They're $3.30 outsiders and Queensland $1.33.
Just on that then, Daff, where do you see it in a week and a half's time on the night of the game for game two? And what's... You probably don't even know, but what's the shortest you can remember Queensland's ever been in an origin?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look that up, Loz. At various stages, I think they've been around about that $1.30.
Have they ever been under $1.50?
Oh, yeah, they've been maybe only
even
once or
with
twice.
Those times they were, yeah.
Once or twice before. But I think at those prices, I don't know whether it'll move a terrible lot because, as Clarkie just pointed out, Latrell Mitchell comes back in. You've got the bounce-back factor. I know that it's in Queensland, but We've seen in the past, Loz, that Queensland punters definitely shun away from backing them when they're favourites. And whilst they're only slight favourites, I think it'll be around about what it is now.
Well, they always thrive on the underdog tag, don't they? Yeah.
They do. They do. We've got the women's.
We keep giving it to them, though. How silly are we?
Yeah, well,
yeah, that was exactly amazing last night. Even at halftime, New South Wales were behind. They were still the favourites. We did have them at $1.90 take your pick just prior to halftime. And they were down by 4 points and they were backed into $1.85. So it was a game that fluctuated rather savagely. But in that last 10 or so minutes, I actually was so enthralled in, I didn't even have a look. But I'm assuming New South Wales got into a pretty short quote when Queensland were a man down. They've been able to do it again. We've got that women's State of Origin match on tonight. And New South Wales, $1.42 in that one, $2.80 for Queensland. We've got a line of six.
Come on, the girls.
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, they'll
win. Girls. We
Surely
need them.
Win.
We need them.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, we've got to get something back.
Well, we know what we'll be talking about tomorrow morning.
Yeah, winners.
Exactly right. Winners and grinners.
Yeah, so, and obviously we had those matches already open for the weekend. There's been a few out of those today. We'll find out who's in and who's out, but there's been a few moves for those looking to perhaps either have a bet or do put their tips in. More importantly, New Zealand Warriors $1.60 into $1.43. Souths $1.50 into $1.40. Cronulla $1.65 into $1.52. And the Roosters $1.36 into $1.30. So, what's that? Four of those five favourites have toughened up in the market.
AFL starts with Melbourne and Carlton. Carlton under the pump heading into this one, Daff.
And they've got a gazillion on their injured list. Oddly enough, they haven't really moved out, Jared. They're $3.10 outsiders. Melbourne $1.38, a line there of 16.5 points. So everything points towards a Melbourne win, but we've seen so many bizarre results in the AFL this season, you just wouldn't know what you're going to get there.
What about the NBA Game 1, the Nuggets taking on the Heat?
$1.25, the Nuggets, and the Heat, $1.26, and the Heat are $4. So that's in Game 1. The line there, 9.5 points, Loz. As far as winning the series is concerned, Denver $1.25, and the Heat at $4.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great day.
You too.